With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
There we go. That works.
I like it.
Welcome. Hi, everyone, says Facebook user.
Unfortunately, if you are in the Facebook group watching this, don't watch it there. If you're watching my personal live stream, jump onto the Comic Confidential main page because we can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because right now we can't. It just says Facebook user.
Yeah.
This is great.
Thank you, Facebook user. Hi, Peter. Made your way out from the bushes outside my window, I see.
Wait, did Cade finally get his shit together and build his set for the final episode? No, this is just my office.
Just for this one episode only. And then we pack it all down and then take it home.
Pretty much.
Mm. Okay, so Ben Arnott, I can have the comments here.
Okay.
Really.
Okay.
Like if, you know, Ben Arnott says, hi, everyone. Samuel Anderson says, it's a sad day. Can't believe this is the end.
Hey, Sam.
And it's true.
Mm.
I can't believe it either.
Every time that Ben Arnott's name is brought up, because this is not the first time I've heard of his name within this podcast.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I believe we also believe, check it out.
I was just going to say, should we have a drinking game for the number of times Kate says believe in this podcast?
No, we'll be plastered.
The first question that comes to mind is like, what's your favorite biscuit?
Well, I was just going to ask, is Ben Arnott like-
Related?
From, not related.
Is he Ben Arnott of the Arnott?
Of the Arnott family.
Of the Arnott's- Yeah, clan.
What's more biscuit iconic? Clan. What's more iconic? Arnott's biscuits or Vegemite?
Vegemite.
What was the question? Arnott's biscuits or Vegemite?
Yeah, what's more iconic?
Vegemite.
Yeah.
That's my answer. What's your answer?
It would have to be Vegemite because like Vegemite spreads. Like that ain't even like meant to be like a pun, but it like spreads into the Arnott's biscuits as well because they did a Vegemite one.
Oh, butter and Vegemite.
Mm. Oh, the Vegemite Tim Tam? Was that what it was?
No, they did like Vegemite shapes.
Oh,
they're the best fucking invention in the entire world.
They were good.
Yeah.
They were so good.
Have you ever met an Australian person who does not like Vegemite?
No, because they're not Australian. No.
I've met somebody who has been here their entire life, grew up here and just hates it.
Because they're a fuck it.
I agree.
Whoa.
Well, they're no longer Australian.
We disown you, dishonor on you, dishonor on your family, and dishonor on your cow.
Dishonor on your cow.
So Ben Arnott does say no biscuit dollars here, unfortunately.
Oh damn.
But he did also say, I'm so sad this is the last one. I first discovered this podcast 4 years ago when traveling through rural Mexico. However you pronounce it, I don't know. After my parents-in-law passed away, your friendly, funny banter about movies and TV got me through a really sad time. Thanks for all the memories, team.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being there, pal, for 4 years. I don't know how you have lasted that long, to be fair.
Question, did he ever become a Patreon?
I'm pointing at the TV. I told you this would happen. If the TV is there, I'm going to look at that.
We're just really looking at ourselves. So.
Reese Patterson, who I think we know.
Nah.
What?
Sounds like a babe.
Who?
It sounds like a babe. One of us should marry
like
a pig.
Him. One of us like should marry him. Shotgun not. I'm not marrying him.
Oh, I know. I'm not marrying him either.
Which one, guys?
So he says, why not both? Vegemite shapes.
Vegemite shapes are a thing, Reese. Already. I eat them all the time.
Like your dick.
Oh Jesus.
This is why I needed my puffer. just because of Cade.
Who said I don't like Vegemite?
That is Noi.
Noi.
Whose last name I can pronounce. I just won't.
Oh come on.
There's a comment here that is actually hilarious.
That's been on it. Again, I just can't believe.
I just can't believe that Supergirl outlived this show.
It's true. It's a fair point.
It is true.
We got cancelled for not being diverse enough.
Look at us.
We're diverse.
We've got two guys, two girls,
and a pizza shop.
And we've got you're something.
Yeah, what are something.
Like,
I'm Rachel.
Like a Greek.
Yes, I am. I am half Keep Greek, going. Half Mauritian. Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
So I'm brownish.
Yes, that'll do. Yeah, that's all we need.
I'm a brown person.
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm one of two brown people on the network.
Wow. Hey, that's that fills the quota. Anyway, so Kyle says, "How's it all going, guys? How's it going, Kyle?"
Yeah, good.
Going well.
Good.
Yeah, great, Kyle. Thank you.
It would be so much better if you could.
Oh yeah, we should.
I know, guys. If you're watching this in the group, leave and go to the mainstream on the main page, because it just says you're a Facebook user. It doesn't like tell us who's leaving the comments. So I know that's one extra step that you need to do, but.
Glenn. He's watching in the right spot.
Glenn Kilmartin is a legend, and I really like Glenn.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad. You don't like anyone.
Yeah, I like Glenn. He's really good.
And gals, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
Hey, so that Facebook user there, that's Charlie Keenan. He says, I'm so sad you guys are wrapping up. You've made me laugh, cry, and also get angry. Me too, pal. I've spent my dollar on Patreon and got to hang out with two of four hosts at a Comic Con. Please don't leave. That was us two.
Yeah.
Obviously. You guys would know if it was you.
Yeah.
I was like, that wasn't me. I'm glad it was you.
That was good times.
That was a good time, except for fuck Supernova.
Oh, fuck Supernova. Hashtag fuck Supernova.
Oh, my God. What happened at Supernova?
It's just shit.
You know, just terrible communication by everyone. And it's whatever. We'll just leave it there.
Okay.
No, we won't.
No.
I'm going to use
Troy has been triggered.
My platform to bag out Supernova one more time.
The full quote on the wall behind the ladies.
It says, damn, what's next?
It's what everybody's wondering.
Yeah.
Yep. Why does this comment keep popping up from Peter?
I don't know.
He just really wants to know.
Show would have lasted longer if Keegan was hosting.
Oh, Jason, fucking probably.
Yeah, spot on. Hey, for those watching, Keegan's my brother. He's super reliable.
He is.
Yeah.
He was Jamie for that episode.
He was.
For that episode that we had.
Good job, Jamie.
Bring it up, Jamie.
Speaking of Jamie, can you just bring that up for us, please?
I love all the supercuts of that.
Oh, it's so good.
If you just jump on YouTube and look at Joe Rogan, bring it up, Jamie.
Yeah.
There's like 20 million like versions of it where he has it said like a million times.
Of course he has. Yeah.
It's great.
It's the best. Oh, Jamie.
Samuel Anderson, I remember subscribing to Comic Confidential way back in the day. I joined a couple of weeks after you started and followed a few of the spin-offs to Potterheads and weekly rap shout-outs. I found you a little after I started a job driving, and honestly, you made the transition to being on the road a lot more bearable. I look forward to your shows each week, and you made me so included with fellow Aussie nerds. Really wish I lived on the East Coast, West Boy here, so I could have met you in person. Thanks, man. That's really nice.
Who was that?
That was Samuel Anderson.
Oh, Samuel.
Yeah.
Good guy.
He was an OG fangirling
Yeah.
Been around for a long time.
Absolutely. He was a big, big supporter of that. Mm. Yeah. Maybe he even like helped out like with the Facebook page and group for a while.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. He was probably the first person to join the fangirling Facebook group.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
And probably the one we took the most content from, because we are not organized.
Yes, correct.
And he is.
And whenever we asked for suggestions for content, he threw up multiple ideas and we used a few of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think every now and then I still get a post from Potterheads. I think.
Really?
Yeah, it still pops up every now and then.
Yeah.
Samuel will share something.
That's probably because I don't know how to use
Facebook. No one else cares about Harry Potter.
Hey.
Can I say that?
No.
Throwing hands.
My apologies.
Get out. Fangirling. Was the best.
Fangirling was great. I loved fangirling.
Aww. No, that wasn't me just saying. Just reading
Who
the
was
comments,
that?
Sorry.
That's
Samuel Anderson.
Oh, Samuel.
Yeah. Guys, as Cade has said, if you jump out of the listener community and you go to the actual page, the Facebook page, we'll be able to see exactly who was telling us. This thing we've got on this TV, it's good. but could be better. Yeah. 7 out of 10.
Oh, wow. You know, it's not me. It's the Facebook privacy settings that allow us. Okay. Because we've got a private group.
Sure.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What's the Facebook man's name?
Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg.
Don't say that. He'll appear.
Don't say it three times. Yeah.
We've said it. He's like Beetlejuice.
No.
Oh, no.
Just answering that last question there.
Actually, you know, I can put some of these questions up on the screen.
Yeah, do that.
That's a good idea.
Say yes.
That's a good one to show.
Facebook user being Charlie Keenan.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Is it Charlie Keenan?
Yeah,
wonderful.
So this is how you guys show up if you're commenting in the group. If you comment on the main page on Facebook, this is, you can get your name looking properly.
We are not starting the show until everyone is on the main page.
Yeah.
We'll sit here until every one of you gets on the main page.
We will sit here and we'll sip our drinks.
We will.
And we'll get more wasted.
To be honest, I don't care if I don't see who's asking the question.
Sure.
But the person who's asking the question might.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So, correct. You know, if you do want your name to show up and you want like the whole team to know,
exactly
just jump
is,
over to the main page. Otherwise, just deal with being the man in the shadows, which is usually me.
Or lady.
Or person.
The person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes. Also, with Comic Confidential finishing, does that mean Great Mates Revival is getting announced?
Negative.
No. Over you two.
No way, Jose.
How did we not start with the Hey Mates?
Well, we haven't started technically
yet.
Okay. All right, then.
This is all pre-show.
I guess so.
This is
what I like to call the sizzle.
Yeah, the sizzle reel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Oh yeah,
but there is no job.
Glenn Jesus. Has just said, "Do the girls believe in yaois and UFO?"
Oh yeah,
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 yeah. What? Yes to both.
Yes,
UFOs, yaois. I don't know.
Wow, Glenn has had a yaoi encounter in person.
Has he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll stand corrected. Listen. Yeah.
And erected.
Whoa. Reese is gone.
Exactly.
I think he left the group when you made Reese dick
probably
jokes.
He just probably chimed in to say ew and then left.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
That's the perfect husband showing his support, popping in, going, yeah, I was here. And he goes back to the shadows and you won't even know if he's here or not
that's
anymore.
That's exactly correct.
He's probably just watching TV. Yeah,
that's a perfect husband like level of involvement. I showed my face. See ya.
See ya.
Yeah. That's how we live our lives, to be perfectly honest. Reese, you can't say that they're lying. That's what happens.
He's not even watching anymore, Ames.
Whatever.
Amy's just calling him.
Yeah. What the fuck, mate?
Hey, this is from Carl Shavel. It's gone behind that thing, Kate. I can't see what it says now.
Click show.
Oh, pop it up.
Or don't.
Okay. Where are we?
What was your favorite episode
from Comic Confidential and fangirling? Big questions. Big questions this early.
Big questions.
Amy, you go first.
Do you know what? I think even though it was riddled with technical issues, I think the crossover episode that we had while we were all in lockdown was probably one of my favorites because it was like a shit show. It was an absolute shit show. I don't think I couldn't hear anything, so I was just talking into this. But it was so fun to see everybody's face.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were just losing it every time Wayne would laugh.
That laugh.
The content, I can't even remember what we talked about, to be perfectly honest.
It was like five things that you recommend to watch in lockdown.
Yeah. That's right. Anyway, just the camaraderie of that episode was my favourite.
Very good stuff. Rachel?
I'm going to get sentimental.
Oh, here we go.
My favourite episode would be the episode where I met you all.
Which was the
live stream at the cinema.
Infinity
War.
Wait. Which one?
There was a couple.
The Infinity War one.
Not the Aquaman one.
No, Troy had the worst time at the Aquaman one.
Boy, did I.
Yes, you did.
I think I quit.
Troy was so angry about that.
Yeah.
He was fuming.
I was fuming.
No, but I was talking about the Infinity War.
Yeah, that was very good times. We had a trivia thing that night or day.
Yeah.
And
I won.
No, there was a crowd.
Oh, at the Infinity War.
At the Infinity War one.
I'm just going to keep saying I won.
The Aquaman one, that didn't happen.
It never happened.
Okay. Yeah, never happened.
Even the recorder was like, nah.
No.
Not today.
And then Troy lost his keys, but they were just like in a hole in his backpack.
That's right.
What a great day
that was.
To the anger, couldn't find his keys to get home.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yep.
And we would have been speaking to a maximum of like five people in the auditorium.
And they were so uninterested.
They gave zero fucks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we just kept making curry jokes. I could feel the embarrassment
bleeding out of Troy as well.
God. I was like, I'm not cut out for this. Like, if I'm not being adorned with love,
either
leave me alone completely or adorn me with love. Nothing in between.
You're like Tinkerbell.
He's Tinkerbell, exactly. Yes.
My favorite episode, can't remember exactly what the episode was, but we also had, this was back when it was just the original Comic Confidential. We had Dennis on as a guest.
And
we had some technical difficulties.
And
the show literally starts with, "We're fucking recording." And we left it in. And that made the cut.
It's when magic happens.
So that would be mine.
Yeah. Mine would be the first episode that we ever did.
Oh.
Where
rough.
We were.
Deadpool?
It was Deadpool. Yeah.
You guys think I don't know shit, but I do.
You know all the shit. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, Troy and I were so fucking nervous.
Aww.
I was like, let's just do dudes.
So drunk.
And we got so drunk. I don't know if you go back and hear that first episode, we had, honestly, I reckon we had like 10 beers before we hit record.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was like it was probably maybe an hour long show, hour and a half.
No, it was 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
40 minutes. And it took us 4 hours.
4 hours.
And you guys are notorious for taking a long time.
No, that's classic Kate and Troy.
No. This is because, like, now it's just because we get together and we talk a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
And then we finally press record and then we knock it out in 40 minutes in one go and then we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back then it was like we didn't know what to say. We were like afraid to fucking say things. if like one word was stuffed up, I think we'd like re-record the whole bit. It was terrible.
We were like,
it took 8 hours or 4 hours as well to edit. It was like an 8 hour process for this whole 40 minute episode.
Aww.
So that's
fucking really, look what it started.
Enjoy. We've come a long way, baby.
Exactly.
Oh, Ben Arnott has a good point. What about the episode recorded from a car?
Oh,
that also
happened. Yeah, so this was when Troy pursued a new career and he had to move cities.
That's right.
And where he was living,
city adjacent.
Yeah, you moved down the road. But where he was situated is that he didn't have phone reception. So he had to drive in his car and record in his car and just look like a giant fucking weirdo.
The dedication.
Yeah.
It was.
But those were our best sounding episodes because cars are super soundproof.
Oh, it was great! Like the acoustics inside a closed vehicle. Just the problem is with the timing that we had to record. It's like midday, or like even late afternoon or whatever it was. And the places I had to go to get good reception, there were a lot of people around.
Mm.
So I'm sitting in a car like with a portable recorder and a microphone and just looking like a fucking weirdo.
Oh my God.
While we're trying to like make content for you guys.
Well, so, everybody appreciates
it. See, the dedication.
Oh, absolutely.
This is why we need to shower him with love at every opportunity. Look at the lengths he went to.
Mm.
Samuel Anderson has a couple of good points. He says, you heard him shower the man with love already, so do that. And taking it back to Deadpool, that was a solid ep, he says. Are you sure?
I'd have to go back and listen.
I tried. So because you've got for everyone that if you want to know, if you want to go back and listen, all of those episodes are still available on Spotify. They're available on Spotify and YouTube.
Oh yeah. I forgot about YouTube.
So you can get them get them there. If you have never heard the very first episode of Comic Confidential, you can go and listen to the very first episode of Comic Confidential there.
1.0.
1.0.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben Arnott says, so with the show about pop culture coming to an end, does that mean pop culture is dead? Because I've been watching or catching a few of the newer shows and I have some concerns. You and me both.
Yeah.
I would say with the death – can I say that? With the death of Comic Confidential?
Sure.
I think the laid to rest is might be a better way.
With the tragic passing of Comic Confidential, is yes, pop culture is dead.
Yeah.
And the TV shows are getting terrible. Some of them are good. We spoke about this, I think, last week maybe.
Mm.
There are some quality. You've got things like Titans, Doom Patrol.
That's about it.
The Umbrella Academy.
I never watched that. I need to do it.
Oh, you need to. It's good.
Even Amy has seen it, and Amy has literally seen nothing.
Exactly. Amy also doesn't have two children under three that we know of.
I can confirm. I do not.
I think she would be aware.
If I had them?
Yeah.
I mean, have you met me, though?
Right. Not true.
A fist bump for no kids, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's careful, you're pregnant.
Oh, damn it. Fuck.
I was going to say, you guys touched flesh
now. Oh, that's where you went wrong.
Hey, also, apologies for my legs. I haven't said that yet, but I did not realize when we were going to do a live stream. I just caught
the shot of him on the screen.
I figured we'd all be sitting at a table.
Well, we are.
It's quite small and round.
Like a normal table that, you know.
Oh, my God.
Like newsreaders. Newsreaders don't wear pants properly and stuff like that. I thought that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be tops up. I wore this excellent hockey jersey.
Yeah. Thank you to Cridget Creations.
Yeah. Chris Bridget and Cridget Creations. That's Cridget with a K, Creations with a K. They make hockey jerseys. And this is one of the ones that he made for us back in the day.
Yeah. OG logo.
Love it. It's great.
So I did tell you to take it off and drape it over your legs.
Well, too late.
Like a blanket.
Do it now.
No.
Come on.
Do it.
The people demand it.
No,
Troy apologizes for his legs. I'm glad Kate has that monitor in front of him. There's things we don't need to see. You're correct. And that's why it's there.
I can move that.
A little bit behind the scenes. He's not wearing pants.
Yeah, it's why I had to sit here.
I love it because all you can see is like, a bare leg.
That's not a leg.
Oh.
Hey.
Stop, Kate.
Oh, Jesus. My goodness.
I just took my shoes off. I'm in activewear, so free as a bird, my friends.
There you go.
Stand up, give us a Sharon Stone leg cross.
wait. Mm-mm. None of those will happen. How do you stand up and do a Sharon Stone leg cross?
They're separate messages.
But do them at the same time. Yeah.
I think one's for me and one's for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Cade needs to stand up. You need to do the leg cross.
That's
a hard no, I think.
I'm not doing it.
Hey, guys, look, I do want to let you know that if you do want to call in, just the number's right there on the screen. So it's 0730403096. And ask any one of us a question if you want, or, you know, if you want to just talk to the audience, you could do that too, because, you know, we're not that important.
Yeah.
You can do absolutely. If you want to get on the phone and just honestly make fart noises for 30 seconds, I'll let it happen.
I guess. There's this running joke with my Believe podcast that.
Here we go.
No one thinks I wear pants in the live stream.
Right.
And I just saw a comment from Glenn, who's a very good supporter of that show, that this is continuing the myth.
Yeah.
Like, perfectly.
It sure is.
This is going to be its own Believe episode.
It sure is.
Well, look, here's something that I could do.
Okay.
We do have some listener questions already.
Okay.
How exciting.
That I can bring up if you give me time.
Okay. We can do that. We're good at filling the space.
Because there are some really good questions that are on there. And one of them is, believe it or not, one of the good questions is from Peter Bell.
Wow.
Yeah.
mate, he says, what is the best movie or TV show you've talked about on the show?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones. Okay.
The Joker movie.
I think your best moment was Game of Thrones.
That was also a very good episode.
That was a very meta episode.
It was. Man, that was weird.
That was weird.
I don't know why you were there.
Because you both didn't know how to use the recording equipment.
Correct.
Yep.
Next.
So basically I was just producing that episode. I was Jamie.
You were the Jamie.
Yeah.
And then when we talked Game of Thrones, you were there because we were at your house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Again, because you had all the equipment.
Yeah, I guess that was the case, wasn't it?
Well, now I have my own and I don't need you.
Except your equipment's at my office. Well. And has been for like 2 months.
Hey.
Hey, shots fired.
I'm not complaining.
That's all I can say. Is Game of Thrones my answer?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We talked about some shit.
When you look at the original run of the show, 200 episodes.
Mm.
Yeah, this is going to end on about 38 or 39. Mm-hmm. There were great mates in there as well.
Yeah.
God, what did we do? We've spoken about so much stuff, I can't even remember.
Nightclub Anal One.
Oh, I forgot about.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about all the Patreon episodes as well.
There was a lot of Patreon.
There was a lot of Patreon episodes. Mm. Yeah. NC1.
NC1.
NCA1. One.
Yeah.
NCA1. One.
Yeah.
That was...
NA1, yeah.
Possibly NA1.
Yeah.
Probably one of the worst times I've had.
It was the best
in a recording session.
It was hilarious. It was amazing.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was very funny. I think a lot of people thought it was funny.
Mm. Well, look, if you've heard it, let us know.
Yeah. If you listen to NA1, let us know. Put it in the comments, NA1. We do have a call.
Oh my God.
Get out let of me put town. My earphones on.
Okay, hang on.
Just wait. Amy's got to put her headphones on. Oh, my God, Amy, you're so poor. Look at those headphones.
Oh, my God.
Did you steal them?
Yeah, I bought them.
Turn it up.
Are they Anko headphones?
No.
Caller, you're live. What's your name and where are you from?
It's Glenn, okay?
Glenn.
How you going, Glenn?
Glenn is amazing.
How are we all?
Very good, mate. How are you?
You sound like you're driving.
Good. No, I'm in the lounge room. Not off. Yep.
Excellent. Where are you from, Glenn?
Southeast Queensland.
Southeast Queensland. Excellent. Great part of the country.
Mm.
Yeah.
All the way, Rachel.
Beautiful down here. Yeah.
Excellent.
I've got a couple of questions.
Oh, go for it, pal.
All right. What's the roundtable discussion?
Okay.
What's the best movie they've ever watched? Anyone's ever watched?
Oh, easy. Let me go first.
Okay. Go for it.
No,
it's Forrest Gump.
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
It's Forrest Gump, hands down.
Fist me.
Whoa. okay. Wrong. but see, I always have a problem with like best movie questions because like I struggle getting out of the, you know, like when you like what's the best action movie? Ask me that, I could probably tell you. Die Hard.
Different genres.
Yeah, different genres and stuff like that. I always struggle when it's like, what is your all time favorite movie of all time?
Let me restructure Glenn's question for you.
Okay. Please do.
Sorry. You're going to die tomorrow. You got one movie to watch. What are you watching?
What pairs well with a bucket of KFC? Because that's what I'd be eating. Look, I think...
Pineapple Express.
You know what? To be fair, if I was going to chuck on any one movie, I still think it's Die Hard.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good choice.
Yeah, it's a great choice.
I still think it's Die Hard.
I'm with Cade, Forrest Gump.
Oh, get out of here. Amy, please bring some sense back into this.
I'm going to watch... Look, Forrest Gump is right up there, I'm going to say. Oh, I'm going to watch Harry Potter.
Aww.
Yep.
Yeah, all
it's
of them.
It's fucking easy to watch. All I of refuse them to in die. Succession.
Yeah.
I'll be here for seven more days, my friends.
Glenn, what are you going to watch?
A Tombstone for me.
Oh, Tombstone's good.
Ooh. That's a good pick.
Let me be your Huckleberry.
Damn.
Oh,
okay.
I'll be Huckleberry.
Oh, man.
That'll be mine.
Yeah, that's good. That's a very good one.
Yeah.
That was like my sister's favorite movie growing up was Tombstone.
Oh, really?
She got the shit out of that thing.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Mine was My Little Pony, my sister's.
Is that a movie?
It is. There's a whole slew of them. I can introduce you to that.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't want to become a brony. I don't want to become a brony.
Yeah, no, Tombstone has a lot of good little quotes and good little one-liners in it.
It does. Very quotable.
I like that.
And I don't want to say few times. Val Kilmer's been great in a lot, but he's probably been the best in that.
Yeah, that's the best you'll ever see Val.
That's the best you'll see Val between that and...
Yeah, sure.
And maybe the movie
Maybe like Batman Forever.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Or Point Break.
Point Break.
Yeah, actually, Val's pretty good.
Yeah, you've not named a shit movie with Val in it.
He's a cool dude.
All right, next question.
Yes, go for it.
if Cade was going to go on a ghost tour, would the girls join him?
Oh, fucking oath.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
I've been on so many ghost tours.
What?
Yeah. Have you ever been to Port Arthur?
I barely left Cairns, bro.
Oh, well, no. You uncultured swine. Have you been to Port Arthur?
No.
How am I the one that's got all of the things?
Wow. I haven't gone
anywhere.
Well, I've been overseas. I've been to Sydney, but I've not been to Tasmania.
Sydney's not overseas, Rachel.
She was putting them in succession.
Oh, okay.
Stop it.
I've been on so many ghost tours, you guys.
I've never been on a ghost tour. I'd love to go on one, though.
Yeah. So to answer your question, Glenn, absolutely.
Yeah.
Secondly, recommend the ghost tour at Port Arthur and do it at night time.
Well, Amy, I'm gonna start like doing Believe docos.
Ooh.
Stop.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna go to some spooky locations.
Awesome. I'm looking forward
to
that.
Stop it. I'm in.
Yeah.
Say less. Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'd go on a goat tour with Kate.
Kate needs a
Did you need my puppy, Kate?
Oh my god, I'm broken now.
You just travel around farms.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the goats.
Look at the goats.
Whatever tickles your fancy.
Okay. Last question.
Yes, mate.
I asked before if the girls believed in Yowies and UFOs.
Yeah.
And only Amy answered. I want a response from
From me? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I believe in UFOs and Yowies. Yes.
I didn't answer because I think it said girls.
Troy,
yeah, I did say girls, but that was a bit rude of them, wasn't it?
I see how this is going. Yeah. Right. I'll put it this way. I've never had any like experiences myself, so it's hard for me to kind of say.
Okay.
Just because I personally have never experienced anything either paranormal or as far as yowies or anything.
Let me do a thought experiment here.
This is not the belief.
Very sensible answer.
Yeah.
It is. Thank
you. No, but watch me shit all over here, Glenn. So, Troy. Troy.
Here we go.
You know people do shits, right?
Mm.
Correct.
I did one before I arrived.
Here we go. Yeah, correct.
Mm.
But you didn't wipe your ass because I didn't see you do it.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I thought you were going to go down the route of like, how many people have you seen take a shit? Can you be certain that people take shits?
Well, it's all the same, but yeah.
That is the dumbest.
I thought you were going to say something like a million people have said that they've seen one, and you're saying every one of those million people's lying?
Mm. No,
ooh.
I am not, and I will not be put to task on it. I can't, from my own personal experience, I can't say, you know, yes or no.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of people, like you said, there's millions of people that have these experiences, and it's hard to kind of, you know, say that. Surely every single one of them is making it up or lying or whatever. You'd be ridiculous to think that. But for myself, I can't say that I've personally, you know, come across any of that sort of stuff. Members of my family have. They certainly have had some paranormal experiences and stuff like that. But I was in the same house that they were where they had those experiences and I never had them. So maybe I'm desensitized to it. Is that a thing that can happen, Guy?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Then maybe they just don't like you.
Maybe ghosts hate me.
Maybe you're just not particularly receptive to the paranormal.
But I'm not particularly receptive to a lot.
Bullshit.
Well,
because the ghosts aren't showering you with love, nor are the UFOs or the Yowies. So they just cease to exist for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe that's it.
It takes a lot to make some people believe. It took a Yowie to punch the bonnet of my truck to make me believe. So
yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I'd have a hard time denying that if.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He just came up and just started wailing my car.
Or
on me.
I'd have a hard time in general. I think I wouldn't come out of therapy if a Yowie punched my car.
Yeah. And it was a pretty rough little while, but yeah.
Excellent.
That's about all I had, guys. I'll let you carry on with your show now.
Mate, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Glenn.
Hey, don't say sorry.
That was great questions.
Love listening.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, mate. You have a good night.
Yeah, you too. See you. Bye.
See
you,
mate.
Bye. Samuel Anderson says, I wonder what snacks you'd get on a goat tour.
Goat.
Cans. Empty cans.
Empty cans. Nothing but tin cans.
That's all I'd feed my goat.
Soup.
Soup.
You know, what movie is it where it's like, the goat who fetched the soup? Has anybody else seen that movie?
That's a dream you had. That's a dream you had.
All right, you guys keep on talking your talk. I'm going to fucking find it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I just want to just point out, Lita Lago there, who is watching, is a friend of mine who's been a friend of mine for many years.
Oh.
Hello.
I won't say his real name because it's not on Facebook. So maybe I won't. I don't know. But he says a few things. This is the first time I saw you guys, except me, obviously.
Is that him?
That is him, yes.
He's Jack.
Get out. Damn. Hi, Lito. How are you?
Ladies. Everyone, calm down.
The thirst has arrived.
Thirst never left.
That's true.
He says, this is the first time I saw you guys again. Not me. We've seen each other plenty of times, pal. Farewell.
He doesn't remember you.
He doesn't remember me at all. And what's the reason again why you guys are farewelling? That's a very good question. Kate.
Yeah, I'm going to throw it over to you guys.
The show's just run its course. Mm.
I think that's the best way to kind of put it. It's not that, you know, obviously we have a good time hanging out. Obviously the chemistry is good.
Yep.
Well, obviously. Whatever.
It is what we tell you it is.
Yeah. It's manufactured friendship.
That's all it's been. But I think there, you know, 7 years for Kate and myself, we've been basically doing this or some sort of version of it. The first thing ran for 4 or 5 or something like that. And then we had Great Mates for a while and then this version. And
yep.
I think every good thing comes to an end at some point. And I think
sometimes twice.
And I think it's just naturally, like you said, run its course.
Yeah.
And I think we're all happy to leave it in the position that it's in.
Yeah.
I think it's a good way to look at this is that it was fun that the show came back for a bit.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it was gone. It was done.
Yeah.
And you know, fate threw a fucking lifeline to it.
Mm.
And we grabbed on and had a bit of a ride for a little while and
now we fell off and we've
drained
in intensive care.
Yeah.
yeah. No, that is a very good way to put it. And exactly. I mean, when we first finished the show, we had no intentions of bringing it back then.
No.
We were happy to end it on top. I feel like we ended that on top at 200 episodes and there was never an intention to bring it back and then we just did.
Mm.
So fucking
enjoy
the 40 episodes you got.
I think, you know, the last thing that any one of us would want is to be like one of those TV shows that just doesn't quit.
Yeah. Like Supergirl?
Exactly. Supergirl, like Supernatural. We don't want to be
the DC world.
You know, we don't want to go down that route. So, you know, we were on a really good thing and it's just time now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, because I have the best time doing this, but it's gotta come to an end.
Well, look, this probably works well into a I'll call it a listener question because he does listen.
Okay.
But it's Paul Prezula, who you might know as Paul from the Countdown movie and TV reviews podcast. Now he says, "What is the best thing about having done Comic Confidential?" And that's a very good question.
That's a really good question.
Excellent.
Mm. Isn't Comic Confidential just the friends we made along the way?
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Isn't it saying no to Marvel?
Isn't it? Yes.
And never getting invited never to getting an invited event again.
Back to a... Oh
my God.
Saying no to a Doctor Strange premiere and just never being asked back.
Aww. Removed from the database.
Daring me.
Look, I will answer this. Honestly. I think the best thing about having done Comic Confidential is, and to be completely fair, there's a lot of great things. And I think like being able to interact with people from all around the world, people that, you know, you never, never would have had a chance to meet in any other circumstance. Like we've had a chance to sort of meet vicariously through this podcast.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that in itself is great. And we have some absolutely terrific listeners, but to be completely honest, the best thing about doing the show is having something that we've been able to do on a weekly basis, that brings us together as a, family of friends.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And now that that's done, I'll see you all guys. See you never.
Strike Troy off my Christmas.
Yeah, just that's
card
it. I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's it for me. What about you?
Yeah, I think the thing that podcasting has taught me is that it's amazing the communities get built around it.
Mm.
So, you know, the community around this is, you know, a flourishing group of people that never would have spoken to each other that, you know, have potentially made a lifelong friend or a lifelong connection at least. So, you know, I think that's one of the best things that comes from doing stuff like this is that you can bring people together of a certain caliber and interest, and they can form a community around that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think to touch on that point, you know, the listener community that we have is sort of, you know, I guess that kind of manifest. Hey,
we got
that
a call.
Looks like a call, pal.
We have a call.
Rachel. Job.
Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
What you wearing?
Well, I'm wearing the best looking nerd shirt you can ever imagine. G'day, my name is Sam Anderson. Thanks for having me.
Oh, Sam.
Sam.
Jesus.
I'm just happy Sam's on the line.
Who squeezed your balls?
He just hung up.
Mm.
You checked and everything.
Yeah, I did. I'm like, oops.
Sam, how you going, pal?
Freaking get honored to be on the show, guys. A little bit nervous, but glad to hear from you all. I'm so sorry that you guys are ending. You guys were like such a big thing for me for so long.
Sam.
Thank you.
That's good to hear.
Rachel's tearing up over here.
I am. Oh, no. I'm tearing up. No, Sam, you know what? I freaking love your TikToks, dude.
Aww.
I do. I love his TikToks. I love them so much.
He's just stalking. Correct. Yes, Sam.
Are you going to elaborate on that or what? Like, what's
an inside
no,
joke?
I just love his TikToks. That's why I'm just letting him know that I watch them and I love them.
She's a fan.
I'm a fan.
She's a fan girl.
Yeah. Hey,
Sam, do you have a favorite episode of the podcast from like the original or the new or, you know, even
somebody
the fangirling or the... Or believe.
Oh, you're asking me a lot here, mate. I mean, like I said in the comments, I think I followed you through like 4 or 5 shows by now.
Yeah.
And that's going over a ton of years.
7. Almost 7.
Awesome versus episodes I loved.
Yes. I remember those.
Like the ladies mentioned earlier, you plagiarized a lot of my suggestions for fangirling.
Yeah, we did.
So I was a big fan of that.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah, we love you. Thank you.
I think it's been mentioned in a few of your best dog episodes, but I love the fact that you had Arch Barker on once.
Oh yeah.
That was really I loved that.
We talked
that.
About farts.
Yeah. That was
best
that
thing was, I've ever done.
Man, it was so weird, eh?
It was
because
bizarre.
Like Troy's like, I can't go to this. I've got to go to something that's so super important.
It was important.
It wasn't that important.
I can't even remember what it was.
It was Garrett's birthday.
Oh, it was one of our Sam. Come on now. It was one of our best mates' birthdays. And I was the only one that turned up.
No, nice, but I'll accept it.
So, you know, I feel like that's a good enough excuse.
That was a great episode.
Yeah, Arch Barker, that was good.
Yeah, that was really good.
I had so much fun. It was weird though because we did it like in the dingy back room of like...
Oh, of
the Brothers Lee's Club. But he was so cool
about it.
He was just like, yeah, come on in, sit down. Let's talk about farts or whatever we talked about.
Yeah, talk about farts.
It's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was amazing.
Opinions.
Desired superpower, I think.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
He was great. I forgot all about that episode. How did I
would not have been able to call that answer. That was a surprise.
That was very good. He still follows us on Twitter.
Does he really?
I think he's just one of those guys that follows people and then just never culls his list. But
yeah.
I like to think that every now and then he's looking at the stuff that we don't post because that's a lot.
Yeah. So I couldn't figure out on my own personal Twitter how to do that, like how you go through. So I just deleted it.
I mean, you are literally the worst at social media.
I know. Well, you think I'd be the best. Yeah. I'm the youngest, but no.
Nope.
No, I'm the worst.
No.
I'm very bad. Anyway.
Anyway.
If it helps, I like your stuff.
My what?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If it helps, I like your post.
Thank you.
Aww.
Thanks, Sam. I can leave happy now. I'm out. See you guys. It was really good to see you.
Oh, bye, Amy.
Bye.
Bye, Amy.
Yeah, that's, man. Sam, you've been around for a long time, pal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until you started talking about it, but yeah, geez, I've been following you guys for a while.
Yeah. And we love it.
We do.
I just got distracted by a comment on the thing.
Which asked if the boys are wearing pants.
Trying to multitask.
They are.
Sam, mate, do you have a question or anything else that you would like to hit us up with that now this is possibly the last opportunity that we may all have to be in the same room together?
Well, I honestly did not realize that I would be able to catch you on the stream, so I didn't have anything prepared. So please forgive me spamming the comment section earlier.
Yeah, that's right.
But I did have a couple of things that popped to mind.
Excellent.
Two ones that did come to mind recently. The first is I've been having a hard time keeping up with my podcasting history, especially you guys, now that I have a big-time serious girlfriend. So yay me.
Yes. Hey. Hey. Well done, pal.
Thank you. She's
get it in there.
Good boy.
But no, as a nerd, I have a list of stuff like I'm trying to get her to watch through because she's not like anywhere near our level. So, I'm like,
sure.
My first question is, have any of you had a partner where you wanted to show them something you liked and they didn't respond in the way you wanted?
Mm.
Oh, God. Every night.
Sam.
Every night, my
we
friend.
We could talk for hours about this. Mm-hmm. All four of us. Well, maybe not so much Rachel. Jake's pretty across most of these things.
Yeah, Jake's a giant nerd.
You just put it on and then you say,
We're watching this.
You have no choice.
And then you explain what's going on. And then they secretly start to get hooked into the storyline and not realize that they're watching a superhero show. I did this trick with my wife and got her to watch Arrow, The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow.
Get out of town.
So there you go.
I didn't suffer through that.
Mm. Go bon.
It's also how you got her in your life. You just kept rocking up and rocking up and rocking up.
He
and
just
making
never
her
quits.
Look at you.
just never quits.
Yeah. I did a very similar thing with my partner, my miso, if I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
With basically all of the Marvel movies. So everything from the MCU, and now she's very invested in everything that's coming out. Invested-ish. She fell asleep during Thor Ragnarok. When we're trying to
not
watch
missing
it.
Much.
Really, that one?
Yeah, I know.
I like Thor Ragnarok.
Of all the ones, it's like the most.
I guess Dark World, but Ragnarok.
It's the most bright and colorful, and you know, things happening movie.
Soundtrack's on point too.
Soundtrack's on point, and she fell asleep. I guess you know when you've got this, and Chris Hemsworth is on screen. You know, you don't care.
No, you don't care. Yeah. You're just totally ignoring. You know.
Exactly.
That's a blatant lie. Anyway,
this is how I live my life. I lie to myself all the time. So yeah, that's me. And again, I think it's very similar to Kate. She just got into it.
Yeah.
It just happened.
It's just by accident. Make them fall in love with the stories and just don't tell them, hey, this is nerdy. Just
make them fall in love with you falling in love with it.
No. What you really want is, hey, if you love me, you'll watch this.
Oh, no.
And she says, no, and then she leaves.
That is bad advice.
No.
Do not do that.
Mm-hmm. We should probably really pass this question on to Rachel and Amy because these guys don't know shit.
All right, fangirl and team, bring it home.
It is not my Jake is a huge nerd. So there's nothing that I've kind of wanted to get him into that he wasn't already kind of on board with TV show-wise. Oh my God. Why?
Calm down.
Rachel, stop talking.
No, keep going.
I think, you know, I did introduce him to Game of Thrones and he kind of wasn't 100%, you know, down with watching it in the first place. But it, you know, just seeing my pure enthusiasm for it was enough for him to get into it himself. So
bless.
Yeah. I think that if you're with a partner who just truly wants to, you know, get to know you and who you are, they'll naturally gravitate towards the things that interest you anyway.
Yeah, good work, Dolly Sealed section. Move on to Dolly the next
Doctor.
Person.
Hey, Dolly Doctor was great. She I'm helped sorry. Me through a lot of things.
That's a long list, though.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, the therapist in me came out.
Shall I just give my quick answer?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, well, it was really nice to talk to you. No. So for me, I think with Reese, it all kind of started with, funnily enough, the same sort of way I got involved with Comic Confidential was a trivia type thing, yes. Right? So I just essentially let my freak flag fly and was like, fuck you, I know all the answers to all these questions, so sit down, my friend, and I will do all of the work. And then by the end of that, Reese was like, oh, that was pretty cool, like all of that stuff. And then slowly but surely working a few things in just conversations or watching movies, going to the cinema was great because, you know, obviously you get that experience and who can lie? Superhero movies are awesome. They're full of action. They got all of this stuff. They're great to watch and they're enjoyable. So we just worked in through that and now he loves things more than I do, I think, sometimes. Like I remember when I can't remember what movie it was, but I hadn't seen the trailer and I'm normally a big I'm going to watch the trailer type person. He had seen it before me and then he started talking to me about this trailer and I was like, fucking, I haven't seen it yet. Just wait. And then that's when I knew that he had been converted.
Good.
Trailers.
Damn.
Yeah, when he went out of his way to watch a trailer, he also did not even bat an eye when I said to him, I've booked us tickets to the movies we're going to watch Shang-Chi. And he was like, cool, is that a Marvel movie? And I said, absolutely.
Wow.
And away Whoa. We went. So, nice. You know what? We've been together for quite a long time and it did take some work. But I believe in you, Sam. I think you can do it.
I'm working on it. Thanks for the support.
It's all good.
And make sure you tune into our next show, Comic Confidential Presents Relationship Advice.
Yeah.
Because I think we've got a...
God, I would really like that.
I think we've got a thing.
How about a great mate's bad advice?
Oh!
I like that. That's pretty good. You couldn't have done that 2 years ago, mate.
Sorry, mate.
Jesus.
I feel like that's self-explanatory for bad mates, though.
Well,
I have a lot of bad advice I could share, so...
I'm just going to do a quick shout out to Cade's pants because if you all have been watching, you just saw Glenn. I'm talking to you, Glenn. You saw the shorts, right?
They came up on screen.
Thank God.
That's all. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt your call there, Sam.
You were on Sam's dime, Rachel.
I'm sorry, Sam.
How dare you?
Hey, Sam, thanks for calling in and thanks for being a listener and thanks for helping out where you did.
Oh, man. It's very honestly, much appreciated. Absolutely. Super appreciated, bro. Even though Kate didn't sound like he actually
appreciated. Thank you so much for using some of my suggestions, man.
No problems. Thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Rachel, feel free to give me a shout out for the TikTok handle if you could love it that much. And thank you guys so much for putting out so much nerdy love into Australia.
Thank you for being there. And, also, we'll see you around the listener community, pal.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. No way I'm ditching that group. I still post trailers and TikTok there, man.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't seen a single TikTok in there, mind you. So do that.
And just like that, the floodgates open.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right, dude. Thank you so much for calling in. We really do appreciate it.
No problem. Enjoy your last show, guys. You're awesome.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you,
bye.
Sam. Bye.
See ya.
I just realized that the question that I asked before, which was not my question, it was Paul Prezula's question. I don't think you guys had a chance to answer.
I don't remember the question.
The question was, what is the best thing about having done Comic Confidential?
Or
fangirling, if you want, or whatever.
Podcasting.
Okay. Well, God. You guys are going to like fucking roll your eyes and whatever. It's honestly, I came to Cairns, didn't really know a lot of people. but all of a sudden, you know, I reached out to get people in for this Infinity War live stream thing.
Yes.
And, you know, however many years later it is, I've got actual, well, I hope you're actual friends. It could be manufactured. We don't know. But it is honestly you guys.
It's fake.
You know.
What's my middle name?
It's Renee.
Oh, damn.
Correct.
Shit. How'd she know?
Wow.
Not even a
we
pause.
We are friends.
Everyone's going to think his name is Renee.
But it's spelt the cool way. It's R-E with an accent over the E-N-E.
Yeah.
Or R-E-N with an accent over that E. Yeah. Whatever E suits better.
That's yeah. You change it day by day. By day you just change it. Yeah. Are you Renee or are you Renee?
I change the accent like I change my jocks.
Yeah.
Weekly.
Ooh.
Ooh. Fancy.
Disgusting.
That's what that stank is. Whoa. In the room.
Jesus.
No, but it is. It's you guys. You guys are the best thing about it.
That's really nice.
I would tend to agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that the relationships that have been built from all of this are definitely what have really kept it going and kept all of us going. We have another call coming through.
Oh my God.
And my earphones aren't working. All right, you guys are onto this. I'm going to fix my earphones.
Okay, here we are.
All right. Caller, you're live. What's your name and where are you from and what are you wearing?
Look, it's the end of an era again. So I know this voice. I had to join the show, say hi, farewell, and thanks to Troy, Rachel and Amy. And if I remember, I'll probably pass something on to Kate on Discord later on.
Discord, never heard of her.
How you guys going? It's Peter. How you doing?
Oh, Peter, mate. Better now that you're here. Let me tell
better
you.
Better now?
Yeah.
Good.
What's going on, pal? What does your Wednesday night look like?
And what are you wearing?
You didn't say what you're wearing.
Yeah.
He's wearing the leaves from my bushes.
What?
Exactly. You heard Rachel me. Beat me to it. Yeah? Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You can leave your bush out of this conversation.
I miss you, Peter.
I'm George W.
Okay. You two can have your own phone call. This is not about that.
This line is charged at $5 a minute here, Peter.
Cool. Look, I just wanted to call up and, you know, say thanks for everything you guys have done. I've been around since I think the very first episode, nerding out on comic book brag? Stuff.
Yeah.
It is a little bit.
Shout out to our day oneers, Peter.
Exactly. But, you know, my mates didn't really get into comic books and stuff like that, so it was great to have someone like me, you know, somebody fat and, you know, as we are, raving about comic book stuff and the shitty CW shows and, of course, The Walking Dead. So,
man. Crazy. Don't get me started.
I still watch it.
Don't get me started on The Walking Dead, pal.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I did an episode where I featured on for The Walking Dead, having not actually seen The Walking Dead.
Good times. That remember would have been that? Great content.
Pretty much like paid in every episode of any show he's ever talked about.
True.
Pretty much. Unless it's The Boys.
Mm. Oh, how good is The Boys? Peter, have you watched The Boys?
Oh, my God.
Have you read it? No. You should read the what?
Or the Injustice comics.
No, of course I've seen The Boys. I'm not you idiot.
Man.
Peter, all I can really say, pal, is that you have been in my life for 7 years now. That's it.
And you regret every minute of it?
No, that's it. No, I've loved every minute of it, and I hope you are in there in some way for the next seven.
And that's it. You're done. Look,
and then that's it. You get 14.
That's it. You know, one of my favorite things in the early days was you know, messaging you relentlessly every week and pissing you off with nothing other than mentions of Nick Cage.
Oh,
so my
God.
Question right now is, where the fuck is Nick Cage?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Is that Nicolas Cage coming through the door?
He's creeping on us through the window.
No, that's Peter.
Not.
Oh shit. Hey, Peter. Oh.
It isn't. That's just the local homeless guy.
Oh, actually, there is a lot of those around here.
Not a safe area.
I was a little bit concerned when I walked from my car into this office. I was like, run, 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 run.
Why do you think I parked right at the door?
I did notice that.
So where we are, and I'm just completely dodging this Nick Cage question, by the way. But where we are is it's in a we're in a secure location.
The back
area 52.
We're in an industrial area.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been into an industrial area during the daytime, they're pretty gross looking.
Yeah.
If you've ever been to one at night, creep city, pal.
It's like an episode of Gotham up in here.
Good thing Amy and I are here to defend the boys.
Oh, yeah. Thank goodness.
Is the door locked?
No.
Shit. And I'm closest to the door.
Yeah, but you said you're the fastest runner, so that's okay.
Yeah, okay. Well,
yeah,
you're the youngest. We're going to throw you first.
We'll use you as a weapon.
We'll use you as a weapon.
True. I'm glad my body can assist. Anyway, Peter's still on the line.
Yeah, so Nick Cage. Hey, look, I think it was great that we even managed to get him for one episode.
Yeah.
To be fair. Mm. It was call-in.
It was a call-in.
But, hey, we got him. You got to be happy with that.
Highlight of the show.
It was the highlight of
his
life. God damn, that was hard. Like that.
Yeah, getting in contact with his agent.
Getting him in his castle.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the sound was so shit.
Yeah.
He's in his bloody English castle with his dinosaur.
You know what? It is what it is.
Mm.
You know what? I was really like, I have a question actually, just in relation to. We were like, I think Peter, it was you. Yeah, you. It was definitely you. You asked the question about if we were going to review Pig. And if we did, if Nick Cage could make a special thing. Has anyone actually had a chance to see Pig yet?
No.
Nick Cage?
No. Have you?
Me neither.
No. Okay.
Peter, have you actually seen it?
No, I still haven't seen it.
No. Well, then that would have been a shit episode.
Glad we didn't do it.
None of this.
Well,
look,
to be honest, I wouldn't have even known if you were saying the truth or not about your thoughts.
Well, okay, that's fair. That's fair. Man, honestly, thank you for being around for so long. Obviously, you know, we've got a group chat. We've got the listener community. We're not really going anywhere. You just won't have to listen to our nonsense on a weekly basis.
And look, in all sincerity, it's you know, you guys have created an amazing legacy with that community. It's one of the best communities I've ever been part of, and you guys are a large part of that. So. Thanks so much for creating that. And look, I also just wanted to pass on a message. Now, Chris Sutherland, of course, our friendly postie, can't be here tonight.
Oh, yes.
He did send me a message.
He's too busy.
He did send me a message to read out. It goes something like, whinge, everyone's using Amazon too much. I'm an old man and need to sleep before I deliver your air fryers.
It sounds like him.
Peter, you are the best part of the podcast, hands down the best. And since it's the last episode, I must confess something. You are absolutely right. Winter Soldier is a terribly boring movie. So that's my last question for you guys.
Cut him off.
What is the worst opinion that you've heard? And, of course, is it Shane hating scores and anything with flavor?
God, mine would honestly, like, the whole Winter Soldier take, like, of all the fucking Marvel movies you could bag out, you're going to bag out Captain America the Winter Soldier.
There's at least another two Captain America movies that are still the shit.
And love Iron Man 3. That is legitimately the shittest opinion I've ever heard. No offense, Chris, but you're not here to defend yourself. So
it's fair game.
But that's mine. Oh. Anyway, that is a shit opinion. Kate's had a lot of shit opinions, mind you.
I've had.
In the history of this show. He's had some hot takes, some steaming hot takes.
Like,
name
one hot take.
I can't because there's honestly, I would have to sift through just 7 years of shit takes to really pick out the worst.
Nah. I think all my takes have been spicy.
I don't know if it's spicy.
Hot tamale.
But not shit.
Meatballs.
Mate, oh God, I wish I had time to prepare this. I would have I would have listened to all 200 episodes to try to find the worst take that you've had.
You probably would have.
I would have. I would have done it. Mm. But do you have one then?
What?
What's a bad take that you've heard?
That you liked Aquaman and then didn't?
Did I?
Yeah.
I liked
Aquaman. I don't remember that.
Fuck off, guys.
Hey, you can't say that word on Facebook.
We're going to be banned now.
Now we're going to be shadow banned. Look, Aquaman... I don't remember. I thought I was lukewarm on Aquaman.
Man, you were like...
Okay, I'll give you Suicide Squad. I did that for Suicide Squad.
but also Aquaman. You did
Peter, did I do that for Aquaman?
Probably.
You did that for every movie that you ever reviewed.
Shut up. Who asked you anyway?
Every take on, is a shit take from Troy.
Hey, can't have, I don't know.
Have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, exactly. That'll do.
Yeah.
Let's move on from here. All right. Rachel?
I can't think of any shit opinions that I've heard because I'm usually the one with the shit opinion.
That's true.
Because I don't like Nick Cage. I don't like Deadpool. There's just a whole... I won't watch Titans. It's not happening.
You're missing out.
No, I'm not. Too bad. Ultimate betrayal. But I can't think of hot takes right now. Yeah. I'm sorry, Peter, to let you down.
That is stellar content.
Thank you.
That was a long way to say I don't know.
I don't know.
You're on Peter's dime here. Amy?
I don't know. Thanks, Peter. It's been really good to talk. No, honestly, I can't think. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'll leave you guys to it, but, you know, thanks again for everything that you guys have done. So have a good one.
Thanks, Peter. Love you.
Bye.
Bye, Peter.
Love you guys. Bye.
When he said love you guys, he was talking only to me.
I think that was the accumulative us.
No.
He lives outside my window.
No.
What?
Peter lives outside my window.
Okay.
Isn't Comic Confidential the Peters we made along the way? I don't know. Stephen Taylor says, didn't Kate froth over the Joker and Troy couldn't understand why? Yes, he did froth over the Joker.
He did.
I fell asleep in the Joker.
I could understand why, though. I thought it was good. I don't think I loved it as much as you did. It's definitely not my favorite movie ever.
This year, honestly, opens up to the Joker meme. Like, I could just use the Joker meme. You wouldn't understand.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. That's the answer to that question.
Hey, shout out to Stephen Taylor, by the way.
Yeah, Stephen Taylor.
Hi, Stephen. Day one up.
Early day up.
Delicious man.
He's the most delicious. Stephen, have my babies.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I need Stephen to have some, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, stop.
I can't.
Troy's
getting
uncomfortable.
There is a I'm just bringing up the questions again.
Okay.
Just to fill in the blanks. Hey, will any of you podcast again from Chris Sutherland?
No.
Never.
It would be the ultimate betrayal, right?
Surely.
Definitely.
I'd podcast with you guys again.
Yeah.
Or with, you know, Paul and Wayne.
No. I'm never doing it again.
Except
for Believe.
Probably tomorrow night or whatever it is.
When are you recording?
Friday when you do your next call-in show.
I was supposed to do a call tonight. Actually, I'm doing a call-in show for Believe on Friday. So if you guys want to check out.
Humble brag.
No, they don't.
Tesla.
Samuel Anderson, no, we did not end up getting the Logan tattoo we were promised in the end of year episode 2 years ago. I think that was more like
what
four.
Is this we? Mm. Wasn't it you? Definitely wasn't me.
I've got enough tattoos. I don't need any more.
No, same.
Yeah, me too. I'm high five fully me. Tatted up.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, this ain't even a shirt. It's just a tattoo.
I just realized you're self-five.
Oh, did you? Amy.
I still
you have
a
friends
lot.
Here, Amy.
Wow.
Yeah, my friend.
Did Rachel leave you hanging?
Yeah, and she wasn't looking at me, so I was like, well,
what a bitch.
Hey, this is actually a really good question from Ken Nain. Being the final episode of the podcast, this question is on theme, and he's right, it is. Mm-hmm. What is your most satisfying, absolutely nailed the landing / or ending to a TV show?
Easy. I'm going to go first.
Okay, great.
Breaking Bad.
Mm.
Ooh.
Very good.
Breaking Bad was like one of those endings where, ooh, if you haven't seen it, well, fucking too bad.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, spoilers.
Yeah, obviously. Like how do you answer this question without spoiling the TV show? Breaking Bad was like the most satisfying finish to a TV show of all time because it left you wanting more, but it didn't leave it unanswered.
Yeah. Mm. Did you watch El Camino
on
Netflix?
I wish I didn't.
Yeah, I understand what they were trying to do, but they really should have left it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have left it.
Didn't add anything.
No. That's the best way to put it. It didn't add a thing to what was a great 5-season legacy, which I think is the perfect length of seasons.
Absolutely. Yeah.
5 is it.
Spot
that's
on.
Where it should go.
Yeah.
For me, I'm going to say, I don't think anyone's seen this TV show, The Wire.
Oh, God, what are you, 40?
You make me what has that got to do with it?
You fucking old person, Joe. I watched The Wire with my crumpets and my tea.
Mate, it's not like it's not like The Wire in the Blood or some like weirdo British.
What do you watch that British after TV you freaking show? Watch like Midsummer Murders or Murder She Wrote?
Murder She Wrote.
The Wire is like one of the greatest television shows of all time.
Yeah, right up with The Sopranos.
Mm. Yeah, like actually,
Days
yeah.
of Our Lives.
That's oh exactly gosh. It. So and with The Wire, so again, 5 seasons, and they end it because the Wire is pretty like it's bleak from start to finish. It is pretty bleak. There's little glimmers of hope every now and then, but for the most part, it's just sad. And
that's
it
what
ends,
makes good TV.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But it ended in a way that it didn't wrap up everything. It left things sort of unanswered. People that you wanted to succeed didn't necessarily succeed. There are things that happened. Some of the bad guys won. Some of the good guys didn't. Mm-hmm. But it's realistic. Like it's just that's reality. Like it doesn't always work out.
Here's a hot take.
Okay, here we go.
Stories are better when the villain wins.
Not always.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, see, I would have thought so, but I think now that's almost becoming a trope.
Yeah.
That people are using.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, let's be different and have the villain win. It's like, no, that's everything.
That's
you know
not
who did it first?
Different. Who?
Swordfish.
Oh, God.
Swordfish. There's literally one thing I remember about Swordfish. Two things.
Two things.
What, I remember okay. about Swordfish.
You say the first thing that comes to mind in 3, 2, 1.
Hugh Jackman.
Oh.
Hugh Jackman's Jackman titties. Yeah. Oh, Hugh Jackman is the correct answer.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought titties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
well, obviously, I was thinking that too. I just didn't want it to seem like an animal.
You seem even worse.
I'm on TV.
Mm.
Just because that's a TV doesn't mean you're on TV.
We made it. We're on TV.
Mm.
Hi, Mom.
I've been on TV.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Creeping through the blinds.
I'm a stalk on you. We
that big ass forehead.
Oh,
that's
damn.
Been on, that's been on TV.
Mm. I laughed so hard I pulled my earphones out.
That was like...
Wait.
That was like the biggest head I've ever seen on TV, and I've seen Shaq play basketball easily.
It's honestly my favorite thing. Like if I'm ever feeling down,
it's my wallpaper.
I have it as his photo when he calls me. That's what pops up. It's fucking
but it's
great.
Like super zoomed
yeah,
in.
Super
I
zoomed
love
in.
It
yeah.
so much.
It's so good. What were we talking about? We're talking about TV endings.
TV yeah, endings, yeah. Probably my most satisfying TV ending. Oh, gosh, that really nailed it. All right. Friends.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Oh, was
answer.
That a good ending?
Yeah.
Because I watched
the end of Friends.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You made it that far.
Ooh.
Look, I never got to the end.
The
I have
closure.
No idea.
It was a lot of closure.
Yeah, it was just pure closure. Like wrap it up, tie a bow on it, and then they go down to Central Park.
Yeah.
Love it.
And that's it.
Yep.
Jesus.
It was satisfying.
It was great.
Cool.
Oh, I can't think of anything. Why am I getting a mind blank here?
Probably because you're thinking of all the shitty endings we've had lately.
You know what came to my mind? I was like, I should say Game of Thrones just to trigger Rachel.
I almost did and I realized no one would believe me because I've been so vocal.
We did an episode literally,
literally
about how shit it was.
Yeah.
What's coming to my mind? Nothing. Is coming to my mind.
Great content.
All I can think, I'm sorry.
Stellar content, kids.
I don't do well. Live. Under pressure. I'm not a diamond, guys. I will say probably let's go with Teen Wolf. Has
okay.
anyone seen the ending to Teen Wolf?
No.
Kate just literally went like this. I look at the camera, he just went.
I feel like for as long as we've all been together, there's been a lot of the same answers for things.
Well, do you know what?
Amy's response to almost everything is
Do you know
Teen
why
Wolf.
That is? Because what? I have nothing fucking useful to say. So.
Oh, don't.
Stop it.
You're welcome.
That was a personal message I sent to you only. Don't read it out loud.
Please stop talking is what it said. No, honestly, I cannot think of a single TV show. I just said Teen Wolf to be funny, but obviously it landed on a tough crowd. Can I steal Friends? Because I feel like that was great.
Sure, go for it.
Sure.
You can share.
Done.
We are one.
Facebook user says, and unfortunately I can't even see it on my thing, so I don't know who Facebook user is. I really can't see it. Been around since nearly the beginning. Lots of laughs along the way.
Oh, wait.
But admit it, you miss those weekly DC CW recaps.
Fuck off, Facebook user. That's a fucking lie. This is why we're ending the show, because of fuck it like that.
Look, I actually, wow. I had fun doing it, but it was a fucking lot of work.
Oh, man. And cramming in the Flash and Arrow and if we Legends.
If that was our job, that would be a great job to have. But with it
never
not,
took off.
With it not being our job, Jesus Christ. That's a lot of goddamn work.
The most embarrassing part of that shit was telling people, yeah, I really like watching The Flash.
Well, yeah, that's like, you know, you do have to admit some things.
My name is Barry Allen. And there's only so many fucking times you can hear that.
I'm the 40th fastest man alive.
You know what? I cringe when I hear that, but when I hear somebody say, I'm just like.
That's good though.
That's a bop.
It's a tuner.
Man.
It's a tuna.
That's a version jam.
What?
Other Facebook user, which could be same Facebook user, but who knows?
Yeah.
So what ending was worst? Lost, Dexter, Seinfeld, or Game of Thrones? I'm always a big fan of jumping on the Dexter bandwagon for being such a shit ending.
I dropped off a lot of those shows apart from Seinfeld.
Yeah. I didn't mind
the Seinfeld. You didn't drop off Game of Thrones. You never watched it.
Yeah.
Even I watched it.
Dropped off the face of the earth. I'd rather do that than watch that shit.
It's got fucking horses in it.
Yeah. What the fuck? Has that guy got an axe? Fuck this.
And my axe.
Oh my God.
I think Lost was pretty terrible.
Lost was not great.
Lost was great early on.
Do you know why? Exactly that reason. Because it was so good and had so much potential. And then it just all went to shit very quickly.
Yeah.
But they dragged it out for so many seasons. And then the ending was terrible.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like, why did I invest my entire life in this? I mean, only second to Game of Thrones.
All right. We might have time for a couple more questions.
Okay, well, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to take my eyes away from the comment section.
I'm going to say the phone lines are also closed. So if you you didn't call in, too fucking bad.
It's done.
Sad times.
Okay, I'm just going to like rapid fire some questions here. What's an upcoming movie or TV show that you would have loved to have gotten the chance to discuss?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is a good one.
Spider-Man will be good.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
No, something might happen.
I would say the Batman.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Or the bloody Flash movie.
I wonder if he'll be shiny.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Shit.
Aquaman 2.
Oh, fuck off. Great one. Hey, favorite one-time guest host or host, Dennis or Garrett?
Who made me angrier?
Dennis.
Wait, is everyone saying Dennis because he made them angry?
No. I'm saying Dennis because he's my man.
Oh, yeah. Well, both of them are my men.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, Garrett is in there too, but I just picked Dennis. Sorry, I don't really have a reason.
Fuck it, I'm going to say Dennis too.
Yeah.
It's so a sorry, clean Garrett. Sweep for Dennis, but Dennis. We love you, Garrett.
Yeah, we do. We do love Garrett. If you could think of any unrealistic guest that you could have on the show, who would you have on
Taylor
the show?
Swift.
Fuck. Okay, fine. It does.
Jig, look, you wanted me to answer questions. All right,
maybe someone that. And look, to be fair, I don't know what Taylor Swift is like with
fine.
Comic book.
Tom Holland.
Okay, oh, that's good question. I like that.
Yeah. I would go Chris Hemsworth, and I want to ask him what his thoughts are on the evolution of Thor. In the MCU.
Oh, how he feels about it. I'm sure he fucking loves it.
Yeah. I just get to come to work and be me. I flex my muscles and I throw a hammer.
I'm Thor. I'm jacked and rich and hot.
Look at me.
I have everything.
A lot of jealousy.
Yeah, there is.
I saw his parents once in a cinema.
How have you met so many fucking famous people?
I said saw, not met. They were sitting like three rows in front of me, and it was the premiere of the Hunger Games.
She stalks them.
Yeah. Ooh, you look like a Hemsworth senior.
I mean, they have very good
because
Hemsworth.
They've taken them in like to red carpet things before, and so I recognized them from the pictures.
Oh my god!
And they were at the premiere of Hunger Games.
Oh wow, so exciting!
In George Street in Sydney, and I was there.
Okay, so are you saying that your unrealistic guest would be Chris Hemsworth's parents?
No, it would be Henry Cavill.
Oh, that's a good answer.
No, you said Tom Holland. You can't go back
I'll
on
keep
it now.
Tom, I'll keep Tom.
I'm having Henry. It's you fine. Keep Tom.
I feel like at this the same is time. Not. This is not how I thought this was going to go. But Rachel, I should have realized. I should have realized that it was always going to go this way.
Yeah.
It was going to turn into who's the third, hottest yeah. person you want on the podcast?
At least I gave you an answer.
I would
as
also
to
have
why.
Chris Evans.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sorry. And Henry Mackie. Cavill, so that I can ask him to take off his shirt and take me to bed.
Michael B. Jordan. Heaps more.
Cool.
And I was just asking what it's like to be Superman and a super nerd and stuff. Okay.
And all his right, dog. I would like to know about Cal.
Oh, I'd love to know about Cal. Let's talk about Cal.
Oh, my God.
Cal.
Can we move on?
No.
You guys, you've got 11 minutes left.
All right.
Oh, right.
You're talking about a dog.
Great. 11 more minutes to talk about Cal. Right. So he's super cute and fluffy, and I just love to watch him on Instagram.
And I want to watch Henry build me a computer.
Can you mute them?
yes, I can.
All right, next question.
Hey, no, what about me?
Oh, sorry,
what
Troy.
What about me? It isn't fair. We're taking over the show. Welcome to Fangirling.
Grimace.
Kevin Smith? Fine.
Yeah, that's realistic too.
That's good. It's good and it's realistic and I want to see if he cries.
Oh, I nearly pulled the whole thing off the table.
Oh my God. Okay.
All right, focus, we're in.
Oh, sorry.
Apologies, let's go.
Okay. Yeah, look, is... Hey, look, well, with the show ending... calm down. With the show ending, is there another podcast that you recommend the people listen to? Not named Believe. I literally have that in my question.
Oh, okay.
Not named Believe.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go.
Believe Paranormal and UFO Podcast.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. How about something else?
Okay, no. Look, actually, I have been listening to a new podcast and it's completely left of field and it's very thought-provoking because it's got incredibly intelligent people.
Is it Fangirl?
Is it Joe Rogan or something?
No, it's not. But it's kind of like Joe Rogan-esque in the sense that the episodes go very, very long.
Okay.
And it's called Theories of Everything.
Oh.
Yeah. So essentially this person gets highly intelligent people to come on and talk about a toe, which is a theory of everything. And yeah, it's super, super insightful.
Like what's an episode?
It covers like a huge, huge spectrum.
Sure.
So one thing that they're kind of focusing on, this is what gained my interest in it was they're talking a lot about like UFOs because they're kind of like a hot topic in the science world at the moment.
Sure.
Another one is, do you know who you won't know who this person is? Les Stroud, who's like
he's a survivor man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Les Stroud has like become an avid Bigfooter.
Is he?
Yeah. And he had him on to talk about like his theories of Bigfoot and stuff like that.
Okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
So, but it's done from like a completely.
I know Les Stroud.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Survivor Man.
Survivor
Man's
pretty
Stroud
good.
On this show.
Yeah, I'm going to get him on my podcast. Talk about Cal the dog for 5 minutes, should, but you're over here talking about Les Stroud.
Les Stroud, Bigfooting.
Anyway.
Let me meet him.
Okay. You can, yeah.
Okay.
If you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, good.
I was like, hey, Les.
This is my friend Troy. Yeah. I'm like, oh, hi, Les.
Be over Zoom.
I don't care. I'll just pop up in the background of your Zoom call.
Oh, righto. Listen to these.
You've got 6 minutes and 5 seconds.
We're
going to
spend all
seconds.
Of it talking about Les Stroud.
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
That's what I'm listening to.
Either of you two guys, do you have anything currently?
No. I mean, without saying, obviously, the countdown with
sure.
Paul and Wayne. But
obviously, you should be listening to the countdown.
Yeah, obviously, listen to the countdown. But I've been listening to Crime Weekly, which is... in a white girl in me coming out. It's Stephanie Harlow and Derek Lavasser, who is a former police officer, and they talk really, really in depth about crimes which I think is really cool. So sometimes the crimes...
Oh, matches the name.
Yeah, but sometimes they'll span, like the episodes will be, sorry, multiple parts, and they go very deep into the psychology and blah, 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 blah. So whatever. Crime Weekly, get on it. It's really good.
How often does it come out?
Monthly.
Monthly.
Yeah.
Every monthly. Second Tuesday.
Crime only Weekly, at a full moon. But monthly.
Okay. Because it could only be focusing on crimes that happen weekly.
Yeah.
So I was be, asking.
But plot twist, it's monthly.
Ooh.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's weekly.
Almost had me. Almost had me.
I've got one.
Okay.
Jamazing.
Oh, that's so funny.
No, what
so
is funny. That? What's Jamazing?
That's Chris Lilley.
Chris Lilley.
Oh, no.
Jamazing.
Can't do it.
Watch it.
God, I fucking cannot do Chris Lilley.
Yeah, whatever, woke man.
But it's so good. So the episodes are only like 20 minutes long. Yeah. Right?
Too long. So
and it's Jemai. And it's Chris Lilley as Jemai, obviously. It's just quality shithouse content that will make you laugh. So get
this
on
is,
that.
This sounds like when Comic Confidential.
Maybe. True. But this is like when Will Ferrell did the Anchorman, the Ron Burgundy podcast. And you think that that's going to be so good.
But that was so shit.
It was so goddamn shit. And when you hate Chris Lilley in the first place. Why would you think it's going to be good? Because Anchorman was good.
Anchorman was brilliant.
So good. And then, you know, and yeah, Chris Lilley, no, can't do it. No skips with Jinx and Shay. That's my thing.
Okay.
It's if you do not like hip hop music, you will not like this because that's all it's about.
Yeah, right.
But it's basically it's about hip hop's most talked about, most beloved albums.
Oh,
nice.
Was it No Skips?
No Skips. Huh. It's a Spotify original.
Oh,
it's really? Through the Ringer.
Like Scrubs, but No Skips.
Yeah, because they talk about albums that are so good that you won't skip.
Yeah.
But then they have a segment called If I Had One Skip.
Oh.
What song would they skip on the album?
I like that.
Oh, that's wow. Good. This is – I'm just looking at the episode list. Yeah. I'm hooked.
And, that would be me.
Good.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Hey, look, I guess at an hour and 25 minutes of talking absolutely
half an
nonsense,
hour of that was just bullshit trying to introduce us actually doing something.
Yeah.
That's true. But it has been a long time. And you know what? It has been a long time. It's been 7 years for me and this kid.
Mm.
It's been several years for Amy as part of the show. And
then I came in at the end.
Right at the end. And then it all fell apart. No. But
you're welcome.
But you've been around for a while as well.
Yeah.
Now. And we're all a big, happy family.
We are. We even hang out on
weekends.
What
about your favorite barbecue podcast, Kate? It says Ben on it.
Oh, yeah. Ben does a barbecue confessions.
Hey.
Mm. Like smoking hot confessions?
Yeah, smoking hot confessions.
How dare you not get the name right.
Oh, sorry, man.
Jesus.
I hate looking at his shit because all he does is post beautiful pictures of barbecue and my obesity meat. Just goes.
check that one out too. If you like meats, like I do.
You've never done that to me before.
Sorry, you're not a piece of barbecue meat.
Please never do it.
Look, for the guys that have joined us today, for the people that are going to watch this later, for the people that will listen to this in future times, thank you so much for being part of the show that has been part of our lives for such a long time. And it is going to be sad for it to go, but hey, like I said earlier, all good things must come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And that is this right now.
We're here.
Yes.
So Comic Confidential will be back next week with a new episode.
Make sure you leave us a 5-star review.
You don't have to do that anymore.
No, you
don't have to leave us a 5-star review.
Actually, you know what you could do?
Well, okay.
Tell us.
If you are even at all interested or even care, go into the reviews, leave whatever star review you want, but let us know what your favorite episode was.
Yeah.
Sure.
That'd be nice.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
So, Cade, thanks for joining me for all of these years.
Thank you, Troy. Quite the pleasure.
I'm finished. Amy, thank you for joining me.
It's been a pleasure.
Rachel, thank you for joining me. As always, I'm Troy.
I'm Cade.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Rachel.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
Cheers.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye. That's the camera, guys.
I'm out of here. That's it. I'm gone. There's my letter of resignation, and there's some flowers for my dead dog. Why don't you stick those up your fat ass? Fuck off, everyone. I'm gone.